the views and
we have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world over the YouTube streaming network at the South Point Studio Streaming Network at YouTube. And, of course, here from the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in the gaming capital of the world. And one of the most popular spots for this weekend. For Memorial Day. Every Memorial Day, they take a survey of where people will be spending their Memorial Day weekend, and Las Vegas is always, if not the very top of the list, at the top of the list for most places. So no matter what's going on in the world, they're coming here on Memorial Day weekend. And this year, the Memorial Day weekend is a little bit different than it has been in the past because, as you know, it's the last Monday of the month of May all the time. And as we move through the calendar years, the Monday gets pushed further and further and further back. And then when it gets to the 31st, it goes back to the original Monday before that. And that's what's happened here. So the Memorial Day is going to come up this Monday, as you know, on the 26th of the month, which is, as you know, 5 days earlier than the end of the month. So it is kind of unusual, but nevertheless, We'll have a special Monday Memorial Day show coming up this Monday, Memorial Day, at 7 a.m. right where you're listening and watching us now. And, of course, for those of you watching us on the YouTube streaming network here at the South Point, we welcome you, as well as all of you listening on our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 a.m. and 107.1 FM here in Las Vegas. And, of course, our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, and Google phone covered with the apps, the KSHP app, of course, listening to the radio station, the YouTube app. You can see and hear us through that app as well, anywhere you get your podcasting, simply put, however, wherever, whenever. So we're rolling into a big holiday weekend that's going to culminate with Monday, Memorial Day, and we're going to have about, I'd say, between 320 and 340,000 people that are going to be, joining us here in Las Vegas for the three-day weekend. And we have some great racing, of course, going on as well. And, of course, we are looking ahead past Labor Day, of course, when we get to the Belmont Stakes, the third of the Jewel of the Triple Crown this year, where we're hoping for the rubber match between Derby winner Sovereignty and the Preakness winner Journalism. But it's still out. The verdict is still out on Journalism. We'll wait and see about that. Of course, the Belmont will have Sovereignty, and also Baeza, who was a very fast closing third in the Kentucky Derby. A lot of people like this horse. And I got to tell you, I kind of like Baeza too for the Belmont Stakes. But we'll wait and see how the race draws out. Now, we went through the probables yesterday on the show, but there's one horse that was a probable. That was the horse that was the big target in the Preakness Stakes, where at the top of the stretch, even when Journalism got out from his trap after being molested at the 3/16th pole, most people thought that he was going to run second and could not at all get up and beat Gosker, but he did. Gosker, the horse that had the four-length lead at that juncture of the race, was heading for the Belmont Stakes, but his trainer now said, his connections now said, that Gosker will not race in the Belmont Stakes coming up. He is now pointed towards either the Haskell at Monmouth Park on the 19th of July or the Jim Dandy on the 26th of July, the Jim Dandy that's held at Saratoga, as well as this year's Belmont. But the Jim Dandy will be held at Saratoga during the regular Saratoga meeting. Is the Saratoga prep for the Traverse Stakes, which is later on during the Saratoga meeting. So we now get Gosker off the Belmont watch, and he's going to be pointing towards either the Haskell or the Jim Dandy, possibly on his way to the Traverse. So we'll wait and see. And we told you yesterday with the 16 days and counting until the Belmont Stakes and a whole lot happening, there'll be a lot of horses that will be Some horses will be jumping in and jumping out, depending on the situation there. But taking a look at the horses with the two-week span, the turnaround span that went into the Preakness from the Belmont, our friends at Horse Racing Nation did a nice column on what happens with those horses that take that two-week turnaround right away. And it said that eight of the last 40 wheelbacks from the Preakness before this year, most recently the 2024 Seize the Gray with his victory in the Pennsylvania Derby, most of those horses came back and actually won another race for the next of the year. The next out winners, but there were none since Epicenter finished second in the 2022 Derby in Preakness and then first in the Jim Dandy at Saratoga. So, putting it mildly, the turnaround is not that effective as long as you give the horse enough time after the Preakness to recover and run. And as we were talking yesterday, there's a lot of great couple of real good stakes races left exclusively for the three-year-olds, the Haskell, the Jim Dandy, the Traverse, and the Pennsylvania Derby, to name off a couple of them. And of course, then they get into the handicap division and they'll go against the horses on their way to the Breeders' Cup Classic. So we'll wait and see about that. Wait and see about that, but Gosker is out. Trainer Neil Pessin retired. He retired immediately. He just said, I retire, that's it. He's one of the trainers out there that have had a hard time in recent years trying to make ends meet with the new regulations, et cetera, that's going on in racing. So Neil Pearson has retired. Effectively, he said, immediately. And Canterbury Park's getting ready to open a 51-day meeting. Canterbury Park will open on Saturday. They say they have robust entries for their opening weekend there at Canterbury. So maybe a lot of horses that have been displaced from Northern California might have made their way to Canterbury Downs. We'll wait and see about that. But they say they had very robust fields for their opening weekend coming up this Saturday for a 51-day run there. All right, on today's show, we got Jonathan Hardoon. Rich Eng will be with us, John Lendo and Jerry Jay. For those of you listening to us on the East Coast, especially from New York, it is Fleet Week. It is a very special time in New York City at this time of the year. Memorial Day week is usually Fleet Week for all of the military and Navy people, especially, converge upon the great city of New York. And, of course, with all of their stuff there, big Fleet Week. And Jonathan Hardoon has a special trivia for us today about a great racehorse that has raced in the past. So there's a little teaser from Jonathan on that. And I do want to talk to Jonathan about, the famed jockey Gary Stevens. Of course, you remember Gary Stevens. He's now a jock's agent. He did a little stint as a trainer, but now he's a jock's agent, and he's applying his craft in Kentucky. And he's an agent for jockey Declan Cannon. Now, Declan Cannon had a spill at Churchill Downs on Saturday in the Louisville Stakes. His horse went down, and Rafael Bejarano, who was either behind him or next to him, couldn't avoid it. He went down as well. But both horses got up and were fine. They ran off and went back to the barn. Bejarano was okay. He shook off, and then he walked over to Declan Cannon, who was still on the ground, and he stayed with him. He tended to him until they could get the track ambulance there. Well, Gary Stevens, his agent, was watching this entire situation and has really complained about the fact that that ambulance that was supposed to be there for such things there at Churchill Downs that day was really delayed in getting there to the fallen jockey. And he did say it didn't look like a regular ambulance. He said it looked like a van. In any case, they took the jockey from there to the first aid and then out to the hospital. But Gary Stevens was extremely upset with what happened in the aftermath and the ambulance, etc., and the time it took to get to his fallen jockey. Now, Declan Cannon received two fractured vertebrae and a chipped vertebrae in his neck from that spill. And I can tell you right now that I believe there's going to be some fallout about what happened there, especially with Gary Stevens voicing his displeasure watching that. I'll get a thought or two, too, from our handicappers as well. So we got a lot to cover on today's show, and we're looking ahead to this weekend, of course, Memorial Day, and the big three races that will be held at Santa Anita, the Gamely, the Hollywood Gold Cup, and the Shoemaker Mile. And now the Shoemaker Mile drew nine horses in the field. The Gamely also drew nine horses. And, of course, the Gold Cup, we just touched upon that yesterday with Jonathan and John Lendo, got seven. But among the seven is Skippy Longstockings, who's coming from the East Coast to try to win the Hollywood Gold Cup against the Western Handicap horses there. So we got a lot to cover on today's show. So we will get started with our first break. And when we come back, we're off to the races. Get to your racing menu and our handicappers as well. Don't forget to start chatting on the chat box at YouTube, at our YouTube page. Just go to our YouTube page, get to it, and subscribe if you haven't already. It's free, and you can start chatting away with our chatters. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. voted Best of Las Vegas. It's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas on this almost Friday-Thursday show. And don't forget, Friday will kick off a four-day weekend here for the Memorial Day weekend in Las Vegas, a more popular place for a lot of people to come enjoy that four-day holiday. Don't forget, if you're here locally, we get all of these folks that come in from all over the country to spend time here in Las Vegas to enjoy all of the amenities that we have here as one of the great tourist attractions of this country. Be patient when you're in the race and sports book with these folks. They're milling around looking for action. Let's try to develop a few more racing fans during the week if they're milling around and asking about the horse racing. So we got to do our part to recruit some new players as well. All right, temperatures here in Las Vegas are going to be great. It's 74 degrees already outside this morning. It's beautiful. The sun is shining, 74 degrees. We're going to get up to, as a matter of fact, it got up to 78, they said. It just turned to 78. It's going to get higher. We're going to top out at 102 degrees today. So we're going to be right there in the high 90s and low 100s for the rest of the weekend and in the low 70s to the mid 70s in the morning. So it's going to be just great here in Las Vegas. Always fast, firm, and perfect, of course, as you know, in the race book. Temperatures around the country, 89 in Miami, 54 in New York, Chicago 56, Denver 77, and in Los Angeles 84, but no racing there in Los Angeles today. Phoenix, Arizona is the hot spot again, 105 degrees in Phoenix, Arizona. El Paso right behind them at 101, and of course we'll be 102 there, so a little pocket of heat there in the southwest. As far as precipitation and all that other stuff, looks like it's going to be concentrated up in the northeastern corridor of our country. It's just kind of like a lot of rain, a lot of mist and overcast from the Great Lakes area right through Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and up there in the north. So we'll wait and see if it has any effect on any of the racing today as we get to our racing menu. The racing menu, of course, is we remind you that our racing menu each and every day reflects that start times in the Pacific time zone. We are in the Pacific time zone here in Las Vegas, and this will be the first post-angit rollout and our race books here today. So if you're listening in another time zone, we know there's plenty of people that are because our platforms of delivery go around the world. So whatever time zone you're in, adjust the time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone. Tweak it out so you don't miss anything. If you want to make a bet on a race, I don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? We begin with Belterra Park. Belterra Park is on our menu now. They have eight races today, and their first post time is at 9:35 at Belterra today. Delaware Park has eight races. Their first post time at Delaware Park today is set at 9:35 at Delaware Park. Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park's Rainbow Pick 6 carryover will start anew today. They have no Rainbow Pick 6 carryover today at Gulfstream. Nine races and a first post time of 9:50 at Gulfstream today for their nine race card. Horseshoe Indianapolis. Horseshoe Indianapolis has nine races. The last race will be a quarter horse race. The first first eight will be thoroughbreds. You got nine races on the card today. Eight thoroughbreds, one quarter horse. First post time Horseshoe Indianapolis is set at 11:10. 11:10 at Horseshoe Indianapolis. Next comes Hawthorne Racecourse. Hawthorne Racecourse has a regular pick six carryover of $1,890. They have seven races, so the pick six will start early, second race on the card. Seven races at Hawthorne today. First post time is at 12:40. Woodbine, north of the border. Their pick six jackpot carryover at Woodbine is $6,050. $6,050 in the pick six jackpot carryover. Only seven races today at Woodbine, and a first post time of 1:50 there. Churchill Downs has their twilight post time today. It's 2 p.m. Pacific time will be the opener. 2 o'clock Pacific time is the first post at Churchill Downs for eight races there. Their pick six jackpot carryover stands at $12,595. First post time at Churchill, 2 p.m. for eight races. Penn National has a super high five jackpot carryover of $3,654. They have seven races at Penn National and a first post time of 2:45. Evangeline Downs has eight races. Their first post time is at 3:30. And then we wrap it up at Charlestown. Now, Charlestown, their pick six jackpot carryover today, $2,527. Eight races and a first post time of 4 p.m. at Charlestown today. And that is the racing menu for this Almost Friday Thursday. We now go out to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Doing fine. It's getting nice and warm out here. It's kind of time for shorts and T-shirts and Hawaiian shirts and all that other good stuff and a little sunblock. But it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the race book. That's for sure. I know that you heard my comments at the beginning of the show. First of all, before I get started with that, the trivia question for today. Now, you sent that to me texted that to me earlier today. So why don't you tell people what that trivia question is?
Well, I sent you a copy of a race that was run on May 21st, 1978. And what was it? It was John Henry winning his first race at Aqueduct in a $25,000 claimer. Went on to have quite a career, Ralph, didn't he?
Yes, he did. I got one as a topper for you to show you how old I am. Of course, I was a youngster at the time. But somewhere in the junk that I have in my bookcase is a program from Hollywood Park that has old Bob Bowers running in a $3,500 claiming race in either the first or second race in the double. And as you know, he was the sire of John Henry.
And that was 78, so you're going back to maybe... Yeah.
Please.
By the way, the interesting thing is in his next start, he tried the grass. He won by 11 lengths in a 40 claimer, and that was the last time he was ever in a claiming race.
Exactly. I remember that when John Henry, they were trying to make him a dirt horse and then a grass horse and a dirt horse, but he won the Santa Anita handicap. He actually finished first in the Santa Anita handicap, I believe. He finished first in the Santa Anita handicap once. He finished second, but was the winner was disqualified for impeding him, so he won the Santa Anita handicap twice on the main track. But he was really a good turf horse, and he was something else. And you know, his owner had like maybe him and another horse, and then got out of the business after all of that success with John Henry. He just said, "That's it. That's it. Enough for me."
He knows he couldn't top it, so
no.
He figured what. Might as well quit while I'm ahead.
All right, now on a more serious note, you heard my explanation of Gary Stevens being upset with the emergency response to a fallen jockey at Churchill Downs. And he was also saying that this has become prominent in the morning when they have morning workouts there as well for the exercise boys and other people that work on the backstretch that have problems or been injured by a situation with a horse.
Well, someone dropped the ball here because most racetracks, the ambulance literally follows
the
horse around their track. As soon as they break out of the gate, the ambulance is maybe 50 yards behind, but they follow them all the way around. So for him to complain that it took the ambulance time to get there, that just doesn't make sense. And if that's the case, they should have never started the race. There are so many times when a horse goes down or a jockey goes down and they take them to the hospital, the closest hospital, they won't start the next race until the ambulance returns back. That's why a lot of the big tracks obviously have more than one ambulance on hand. But the smaller tracks, they wait for that ambulance to get back before they'll run another race. That's very surprising. If you remember when Pinquet went down and he hurt his neck when they were crossing over, something happened there also with the ambulance and everything else, if you remember. I remember that's what started the whole stink about it, and rightfully so.
Well, Jonathan, of course, he was coming down the hill in a 6.5 furlong turf race that crossed over the main track at Santa Anita. That was where.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't say Santa Anita, and I just wanted people to understand that was at Santa Anita. And I also want people to understand that I did not watch the race,
mm-hmm.
I didn't see any of the things that Gary Stevens was talking about. But this was Gary Stevens' comments after the race, so I'll leave it at that. I hope that Gary Stevens, is good on his accounting of it. But that was Gary Stevens, and if it was, and by the way, Gary Stevens is he's a reputable individual. If it was, somebody dropped the ball there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Ralph. I mean, watch any race; you'll see the ambulance following the horses around. It doesn't make sense.
As a matter of fact, there's an old joke that says. There's only one sport in America that has an ambulance following the participants, and that's horse racing. So, and
one business.
Yeah,
any job. It's the only job you have in the country where you're followed around by an ambulance.
Yeah. It's really not a joke, but, I mean, that's the saying they have there. As a result of that spill, Declan Cannon's going to be out 6 weeks. So.
Sounds serious.
Yeah, well, when you get to the vertebrae, it is. Oh, yes, definitely. In any case, taking a look at some of the races over the weekend, we took a quick thumbnail look at the Hollywood Gold Cup yesterday with John Lendo reminding us that Skippy Longstockings is coming out for that. The Shoemaker Mile is always a really popular race at a mile on the main. And in this race, there are nine in it. You got, SEAL Team, Adatlan, Seminole Chief, King of Gosford, A Formidable Man, Zio Joe, Mi Hermano Ramon, Cabo Spirit, and Goliad. By the way, Cabo Spirit, this horse has really turned it around for George Papadromo. He's won two races in a row now, going right on the lead, hasn't he?
Well, he's won one. He won his last race. The race prior to that, he finished third.
He's
leading most of the way. Mm-hmm. And you're right. He's become a horse to deal with. For some reason, when he gets the lead, they just leave him alone, and he gets real brave. I don't think he's going to have an easy time of it this week, not with Goliad in the race.
No, I was going to say Goliad is the same type of horse. So unless one of them can be rated, it looks like there might be a little speed duel going on in that one-mile race, the Shoemaker. As far as the Gamely, this is for the older fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up fillies and mares on the turf at a mile and 1/8, a field of nine there. And really, it's a field of nine that a lot of horses in this race. You've got an Irish bred, you got a couple of bred horses from Great Britain, you got an Irish bred, a couple of Irish breds in the race. So it's going to be a really fun race to watch, the Gamely.
Yeah, and Safi Joseph, besides having the other horse, and he also has a horse in this race, Be Your Best, who's gotten really good since he joined the Safi Joseph barn. I think she's won 3 out of the 5 starts that she's had for Safi Joseph. So,
and Ired Ortiz Jr. coming out to ride, so he'll be in Southern California, I would imagine, at least Monday. And, of course, we've got several racetracks. I do believe that even Aqueduct is running on Monday, is it not?
Yes, and Ired Ortiz is coming in probably to ride Skippy Longstockings
for Safi Joseph. Yeah, I would think so. I think he's going to ride both of them for Safi Joseph.
Right.
He's capable of winning both those stakes races, too.
Wouldn't be a surprise.
In any case, it'll be exciting. Both you and John Lendo, who have ascertained the entries already for those big days, tell me that we have very full fields for those the competition over the weekend at San Anita.
Yeah, it's surprising. You know, they've had problems filling fields, but on Monday they have really a pretty good card, and the stake races are full, and that's what you want.
Well, good. I'm glad to see that. Now we push forward to today at Churchill Downs. They got a post time 2:00 here in Las Vegas on the Western time zone. And, of course, it'll be under the lights at Churchill. But it looks like a pretty competitive field of racing today at Churchill Downs.
Yeah, it is. And they have a nice card, only 8 races, because it is a twilight card. So they don't want to finish too late. So, it gives the workers a chance to get home.
Well,
be back at work tomorrow morning.
So. Yeah, and they don't want the ambulance driver to get overtime either, make sure about that.
I think he's starting at overtime, to be honest.
Of course, with the new bill they're trying to get passed in Congress, he won't be taxed on his overtime. So it's going to be great. In any case, taking a look at Churchill Downs, you got something for us today?
I do. I like the sixth race today, Ralph. It's a full field of 10. It's 6 furlongs on the main track, and there's an interesting price horse in there. Number 6, Always Practical, a 3-year-old filly from the Alexis Clare barn. Ben Curtis aboard to ride. Go back and watch the last race. She had sneaky trouble in that race. She was really much better than it looked. She's listed at 10-1 on the morning line. I like number 6, Always Practical, to win tonight. Sixth race out of Churchill Downs.
Ooh, a nice juicy 10-1 on the morning line in the sixth race. A race for 3-year-old fillies, a claiming race of 6 furlongs. You like number 6, Always Practical. The 6 and the 6th race, easy to remember. With excuse me. Yeah, I guess somebody's ringing for you, are they? In any case, the 6 and the 6th race at Churchill Downs is your play. Ben Curtis, who started out the meet. He's picking it up now, because he had a good Keeneland meet, but he's picking it up now. A little slow. But we're going to pick it up right here with him in the 6th race, number 6, Always Practical. Got anything else?
Yeah, let's look at Gulfstream race 4 today. Number 6, Happy Bell, a 4-year-old filly from the Rowan Crichton barn, Rajim Marab, board to ride. She's listed at 5-2 on the morning line, but she's a pick 5, pick 4 single in today's 4th race out of Gulfstream Park.
So you got a pair of 6s going for us today. In the 4th race, you like the 6, Happy Bella. That's at Gulfstream Park, 4th race, the 6, Happy Bella. And if Bella gets there, it'll make us happy as well. So you got full sheets both at Gulfstream and Churchill, but that you're just warming up for the big weekend of all those sheets you're going to have, right?
Yes, sir. JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. See you tomorrow.
All right. You got it, my man. And we will move ahead and take our next break. And when we come back, we'll be in search of Rich Eng as the horses continue on their morning activities around the country at our nation's racetracks. We'll be right back.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that is going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risks their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, and now we go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Richie, we're getting ready for a big weekend, the Memorial Day weekend. It comes kind of early this year rather than right at the last couple of days of May, but our town is getting ready for about 325,000 plus of our closest friends as coming out and enjoying the holiday here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, and I heard you say it's going to get hot. We're triple-digit temperatures are here to stay for the summer. And, the best advice I can give folks is, one, is if you've got light skin, stay out of the sun as much as you can. And if you're driving a car, trying to find covered parking. That's very important here in Vegas.
Yes, that's right. Get park in that garage wherever you go, that's for sure. You know, we were talking about so much about the 2 weeks between the Derby and the Preakness, and then, of course, coming back in 3 weeks for the Belmont Stakes. I don't believe that any horse is going to make all three events. Possibly journalism might be that one that does, but we're still waiting on that. But, the Horse Racing Nation had a great column on the wheelback horses. And there have been 40 wheelback horses from the Preakness after the Derby for the rest of the year since 2015, since American Pharoah. And 8 of those 40 wheelbacks came back and were grade one winners somewhere for the rest of the year. They were grade one winners, and 12 of those 40 were next out winners, which means that no matter how much time they took after that, they came back and won their next out. So, and of course, 19 of the 40 ran their next race in June anyway, which is, of course, where the Belmont Stakes is. So sometimes I think that maybe we overemphasize the fact that these horses are running 2 weeks apart and then 3 weeks again, because the good ones just do it.
Well, the good ones are, maybe a little sturdier, a little more talented. And if you remember back in the day, Ralph, when we were at Garden State Park, after that Jersey Derby and Spend a Buck, the industry created something called Triple Crown Productions. And if you remember, they put up a million-dollar bonus for horses that would run in all three of the Triple Crown races to try to entice running, in all three of the races. And there were a lot of horses that would certainly be interested in making that money. And, that went away. But, it used to be a sturdier breed, Ralph. And now this particular year with the Triple Crown not at stake, and you mentioned how there are so many great three-year-old division races, Haskell, Jim Dandy, Travers, Pennsylvania Derby, out there for the folks. There's even Ohio Derby, Super Derby, West Virginia Derby. There's a lot of three-year-old divisional races. So if you get a nice three-year-old, you can try to pick your spots and target accordingly.
Yes, and if I remember, the Triple Crown Productions, that is no longer, they don't have that bonus anymore. And it came to light because when the year that Ali Sheba ran in the Belmont Stakes afterwards, if you remember, they were saying that if the bonus wasn't there, Ali Sheba might not have run in the Belmont. So they stopped that bonus as well. But I think the more we look at the spacing between the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont, I think they just ought to leave it alone. And, we'll let the connections of the horses and the horses themselves and the trainers tell us whether they can do all three of them in the span of those 5 weeks. In any case.
So the thing with Ali Sheba, Ralph, is he was going for the Triple Crown.
Yeah.
And the issue in that Belmont Stakes was New York did not allow Lasix at that period of time. So he ran without Lasix, which may have affected his performance.
Yeah, no question about that. That's for sure. Lasix is when you're running on Lasix and then you don't run on it in the high competition that they were racing in, it does have an effect. Hey, Rich, you got a pick for us today? I know that you'll be back with your selections for Santa Anita starting tomorrow and, of course, right through a special Monday Memorial Day program. But I know you always try to search out a winner for the folks out there when you're on the show. And do you have one today?
Yeah, I have a horse at Delaware Park in the fifth race, Ralph. This is turf only. I'm not sure about the weather or the scratches, but it's for turf only. It's the number 7, Inchon, 7-2 in the morning line. Graham Motion, a top trainer nationally, but he's stable over at Fair Hill, which is a short van ride from Delaware Park. Jorge Ruiz rides. This horse ran for 25,000 last time out, Ralph, claiming 25, which makes him eligible for this condition. He's protected. It's a really good spot for him. The 7, Inchon for Graham Motion at Delaware 5th.
All right, fifth race, the 7 horse is still in. It is off the turf, however. In that race, you've got the 1, 6, and 8 are scratched, and they say it's off the turf. So you said this was turf only.
Yeah, this is turf only because when you look at the racing form PPs, this horse has only run on the main track once and ran a 36 buyer. So, yeah. You know, it's up to Graham Motion, but I'm not going to play. I apologize, folks.
Okay, that's okay because these late scratches just came in about 12 minutes ago, and then we were already on the air by then. So we'll just go ahead and put that as a scratch because of the weather conditions. And we'll wait for your selections, your full selections, your full sheet at Santa Anita when you start up tomorrow at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website, and your pick as well for tomorrow.
Yeah, well, thank you, Ralph. Hey, one quick thing before to sign out. Sure. You're talking about John Henry with Jonathan.
Yeah.
If you folks remember, the first trainer in New York for John Henry was a fellow named V.J. Lefty Nickerson.
Yep.
A New York trainer. And he was the trainer who recommended to Sam Rubin, if you're going to send this horse to California, you should send him to Ron McAnally.
That's right. And the rest is history, so they say. Anyhow, thanks a lot. You guys are giving us some great trivia on John Henry today, that's for sure. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ron. Good luck, everybody.
All right. We still have John and Jerry left to go, and we got one more spot to give you, so we'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book. South Point Studio.
This is the best sports betting network.
I would argue it is a total mismatch.
There's value with underdog prices in series.
I would lean to the under here.
My numbers are saying I got to bet the Tigers.
Two-way action.
When in doubt, we juice that favorite, that extra nickel.
Sports by the book. South Point Studio.
Forget about it. The best.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this almost Friday, Thursday. And as we indicated to you at the menu, there's a lot of racetracks up in the upper eastern quarter of the country that's having bad weather. And so, you know, we already have the Delaware Park coming off the turf. I understand that Horseshoe Indiana is off the turf as well, and so is Hawthorne. So we'll wait and see about that. But as far as Churchill Downs, I think, of course, we won't get any late changes because there are 2 o'clock post time, Pacific time there, so later on. But I think we might be okay at Churchill Downs. So now we're going to go to John Lindo standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Doing fine, my man. Understand that there was a redistribution of a purse that happened a race at Santa Anita on the 8th of March. The horse's name, C's Image, had a positive of some sort of a drug. So they had a purse redistribution there. Any update on that?
I think the positive was for lidocaine. It was some type of contamination positive. So purse was redistributed, excuse me. And I actually think that horse is back running this weekend sometime in Santa Anita. I remember seeing his name. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what day. We're working on 4 days at once. But I think he's back in. You know, obviously, I think there was a 7-day suspension for the trainer. It's already been served.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's been handled there. So I don't think it's a big deal, just some kind of contamination thing.
Yeah, I made mention of it because I did notice that horse is running back this weekend as well. So we'll wait and see about that. Your thoughts about Gary Stevens' observations in the situation at Churchill?
Well, you know, the one circuit that can afford the top end services, emergency services and everything for the jockeys has to be Kentucky, with the purse levels and all the horse racing historical machine money and revenue coming in and the casino money and everything else. So there really isn't any excuse not to have the best of services. I know Keeneland is pretty, you know, they're pretty set up and they're tied in with the University of Kentucky, which is also in Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll see where this goes, but it's very concerning that they don't address this type of thing, especially with the funds that they have available.
And, you know, you were taking all of the observations and the feedback from Gary Stevens, but you would think, he's a reputable person, so we'll wait and see about that. That'll be a good follow-up. Your memory of John Henry?
Oh, gosh. His head would go pumping up and down when he was, and he just would not want to get beat. One of the hardest trying horses I've ever seen. He wasn't a pretty horse, and he was a mean old cuss, but yeah. He was really, really a fun horse to watch. Dirt, turf, it didn't matter. And if you're going to beat him, you better blow by him, because you're going to go head and head, you're going to lose.
And I got to tell you, he wasn't a big horse either. He's rather, you know, moderate size.
No, he wasn't. He was just a little thing, and like you say, he wasn't pretty, but they look awful good in that winner's circle round.
They sure do, and you know, you can never know the size of the competition of their heart, that's for sure. Well, we move to this weekend. We got Churchill Downs, of course, today. You have a Linda report here at the South Point. Only at the South Point can you get the Linda report here in Las Vegas. Remember that, folks, if you're coming up for the weekend, you want to play the horses. South Point loves horse players. They've got a great race book that is separate from the sports book. So if you just want to play the races, and certainly this is the only place in this town that you can get the Lindo Report free of charge. And John Lindo's Lindo Report, of course, today is for Churchill Downs, because they love horse players here, that's for sure. And it looks like a pretty competitive card today at Churchill. It might be fun to play the races a little bit later on today.
Yeah, I think so. Again, they start at 2:00 Pacific time with that Twilight card at Churchill Downs. The third race today is a full field of 2-year-old maidens going 5 furlongs on the turf. That'll be interesting. And in general, you know, they start off with a good allowance race, including a horse named Dragoon Guard, who's a pretty, you know, well regarded horse for Judmont coming back. So you start off with a good quality group of horses. You run through this card. It's going to be a fun card to play.
It certainly is. And before we get started with your selection for today at Churchill off the Linda Report, as you often do at the beginning of the week with the Linda Report, whatever racetrack it's at, you update the jockey trainer standings for the folks getting the Linda Report so they have a pretty good idea of the hot jockeys that are going on at the track that day.
Right. At Churchill Downs, the two jockeys are kind of dominating the action so far. Jose Ortiz has 23 wins. Luis Saez has 21 wins. And it's a distant third-place tie. Edgar Morales and Brian Hernandez, they've each got 8. So those are your leading jockeys. As far as the trainers go, Joe Sharp is the leading trainer. He's got 9 wins. You got Mike Maker with 5. And there's a logjam for third. Excuse me, Brad Cox, Mark Cassie, Eddie Keneally, Cherie DeVoe, Greg Foley, and Gennaro Garcia. They've each got 4 wins. So the trainers are still shaking out a little bit after that Derby week to start the meet.
And, of course, the favorites are batting a little bit higher than I would like.
Favorites are hitting at a 42% rate, which is high for Churchill. So, but it is moving its way toward the median, if that helps you at all, Ralph.
You know, I wanted to mention the fact that Joe Sharp had a heck of a week last week as far as the trainer was concerned. He had multiple wins last week.
Yeah, I think he won 7 races last week. Wow. I don't have it in front of me, but he got hot. And
I thought it was 6, but you might be right. It could be 7. It was a high amount, that's for sure.
Yeah, and he's good with all the different levels, especially horses coming off layoffs.
All right, well, John, we've got 8 races and some fun betting a little bit later on in the day. So for those of you guys who are golfers out there on a beautiful day here in Las Vegas, you can get a round in before you actually start betting the races today. Where are we going with the pick?
I'm going to try a long shot in the 4th race, and this is just a visual play. I thought in that 4th race, number 4, Sandini, beat a weak group of maidens last time out at Oaklawn Park, but I like the way he did it. They put blinkers on him. He eased back from between horses down the backside, rated nicely, and then went around the leaders in a hurry and won for fun. He steps into a non-winners of two, which is the right level for him going against winners. I think he's got tactical speed, and I think he's just better than the numbers on paper suggest. He's 15 to 1 on the morning line. I don't know if he's fast enough, but he's getting better, and I think he's worth the shot at that price. So race number 4, Churchill. Number 4, Shandini. That's the 4 horse.
Well, all I can say is you don't have to have a lot of a big story for a 15 to 1 shot to get people to take a second look at that. So in the 4th race, number 4, Shandini, hopefully he'll move forward again. And a nice price at 15 to 1. 4th race, number 4, John Linda's pick for the Race Day listeners looking for a value out there and a price for folks out there. The entire Linda report for today at Churchill Downs, again, available right here at the South Point Racebook free of charge. John, we'll let you get back to work because there's a lot of races to be handicapping this weekend, that's for sure. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right, you got it, my man. Now we go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. And Jerry, if you take a notion to play the races at Churchill, you'll still have time to get a round of golf in this morning. We had a stop you from your full explanation on journalism yesterday. We were running out of time, so I want you to complete that story if you want to.
Yeah, no, I'd love to. So journalism ran a fantastic race in the San Felipe, and the kind of race that you would have seen from really one of the top horses of the last 20 some odd years.
Okay.
And not the top, but, you know, getting into that class where the Fleet Alex was, or Point Given, or any of the, you know,
okay,
Justify, all of these horses, getting into that group.
Yeah, we get it.
And he came back in the Santa Anita Derby and ran a much slower number, but had to overcome all of this effort, you know, from the trouble he had. And again, it's very hard to quantify how much that takes out of a horse.
Okay.
So our idea was going into the Kentucky Derby was that he might have paired up his tops, as we say it is, might be said in the speed figure world, and might be maybe not ready to throw his A race, maybe a B plus race going into the Kentucky Derby. That's sort of what it looked like to me.
Okay.
He was a little vulnerable, but ran pretty well.
Okay.
That being said, really, really great horses respond to that kind of effort where cheaper horses react very poorly.
Okay.
And we can see from that he went from paired tops, that's my analysis, to an absolutely outstanding race in the Preakness, overcoming all the trouble. The speed figure he ran is really first rate, and so forth. So that's the first thing that we really have to understand is this is a really superior horse of a better class and caliber than what we typically see in an average year.
Okay, that's
the first thing. The other thing is that the horses that really competed with journalism, which happened to be just Gosker, have almost no support system to their form cycle. Mm-hmm. So they run what would be called a god top almost. So this was an astronomical effort by Gosker.
Uh-huh.
And it can only do him detriment next week, next month. It'll be a long time. It'll be several months, in my opinion, before Gosker is ready to really run well again. So that's the main thing I wanted to convey yesterday. I also thought that it was interesting about Sandman, just from a point of view of form cycles, starting to look a little better to me. I didn't like him very much for the Kentucky Derby. I thought he was too slow to compete with those horses.
Sure.
But he's starting to run a little bit forwardly. And we see some horses, what I call slow developing, improving horses. Sandman seems to have that look, that he's starting to get the feel of racing, starting to improve from one race to another.
All right.
It's a very positive, beneficial form cycle. Should lead to his next race being very, very good, I would think.
Okay. We got to get that wrapped up again because sometimes your explanation...
Really.
Yeah, I was going to say your explanation was good. By the way, Gosker will not run in the Belmont Stakes. They already said that. They're going to give him a little bit of a rest. He's looking forward to the Haskell or the Jim Dandy. So your thought was well taken there. And, of course, without any Aqueduct or Santa Anita, no picks from you today. But you'll be back giving us picks, of course, for the weekend with your power pages. In the meantime, you know what to do. We have one more thing to say, and you're going to say it.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.